hesitate, contemplate. No, it's not too late. Hi, welcome to Feminist Mormon Housewives. I am your host, Cami, and we are continuing our Now discussions, narrating ordained women. I have with me today Kira Boaz. She has put up a profile on ordained women, and I'm going to let her quickly introduce herself. Kira, would you like to tell the audience a little bit about you?
Sure. All right. I am married. I have one little boy. He is 5. I grew up in South Dakota, member of the church, born and raised. Born and raised in a branch. So I think that membership was a little bit different. It was a little bit more unorthodox than when I went to BYU and I saw how normal wards were run and how testimony meetings were in Utah. And I have to say, I kind of missed the testimony meetings in South Dakota for sure.
We'll have to talk about that.
Yes, we will. And then I majored in marriage, family, and human development, as many women do, but I absolutely loved it. I met my husband my freshman year. We actually didn't get married until I was 23. He was 28. And we moved to Oregon to go to law school and surprise got pregnant about the first month we were married.
Wow.
And it was, it's been a great experience. I definitely planned on, going to grad school and getting a career before I had kids. But it's been a great journey. And, interestingly enough, we actually can't have any more biological kids. And so I've just seen how that's, the surprises in our lives can sometimes,
be a blessing.
Be such a blessing. Yes. When maybe we didn't think they were such a blessing to begin with.
So, yeah. And so what kind of law do both of you practice or just your husband?
I say we went to law school because I felt like it was me too. So my husband practices family law. So he does divorce and custody and all that jazz.
And how old is your son right now?
He just turned 5.
Okay.
He is precocious and curious, and he questions everything, and I think it's wonderful.
That's great.
I'm inspired by him. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I was only able to have one child as well, and I would have been like your ideal woman who wanted to have 6 kids. I loved kids, and so it definitely does make you look at people who don't have the typical Mormon. I don't even know if there is such thing as a typical Mormon life. The ideal, yeah.
Well, I feel for you, Cami, because it's rough.
It is. So tell me just a little bit, because you mentioned this, and so we might as well visit this. How was a branch different than a ward life?
A branch was incredibly welcoming to anybody that would come. Anybody, they were just so happy that you were there, no matter how you were dressed, how you looked. How you served in your calling, it just didn't matter. They were just so incredibly happy for a person to warm the seat that you were sitting in.
Right.
And, there were people that had different views on tithing, maybe, than how it's taught, or missions. Just so many things. And really, it was just this very Christ-like attitude of come as you are. Because you're loved and we're just happy you're here. I'm sure that for members that were stalwart and there every Sunday as adults serving, maybe that was kind of hard to pick up slack where maybe, other people's didn't serve the way they did. But as a kid growing up in that kind of environment, I think it's pretty awesome.
I grew up, in outside of Utah in the Bible Belt, and especially in the Bible Belt, where there was so much animosity towards Mormons, it really kind of stuck the Mormons together. We were more cohesive, and all the little idiosyncrasies just didn't matter. We're, just happy to have you. And I remember people in testimony meeting getting up and going, I don't know if the church is true, but I love coming here. And that was totally acceptable. People, it was just very genuine. And I notice a difference as well. Yeah. So let me ask you, when and why did you put up your profile on Ordained Women?
So I put up my profile, I think it was in February or March. I feel like my feminist awakening happened very, very, very slowly over the past few years. And it kind of started, my journey to kind of questioning kind of started several years ago when we were starting to realize that we wouldn't be able to conceive. And I realized that no matter how hard I pray, that this thing wouldn't happen, even though I felt like I was taught, if you pray and have faith, it happens.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's when I just kind of first started to question, okay, what do I believe? Why do I believe it? And I was able to kind of reconcile my feelings with that. Mm-hmm. And then this idea was introduced to me a few years ago. And I remember thinking that girl was kind of nuts, honestly.
Which girl? Kate?
This is a few years ago. So it was actually a person in my ward.
Got it.
In one of my old wards. And I'm so thankful that I wasn't rude, that I didn't say anything, but internally I just thought this girl just doesn't get it, you know, just very dismissive. I'm very ashamed at how dismissive I was of her feelings. slowly this past year, I have been in Young Women's and I've just kind of seen things that just didn't really make sense. I've had great priesthood leaders, so it hasn't been, unrighteous priesthood leaders or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I've just seen how things could really change. Mm-hmm. And then I had someone in my ward comment on the way that I was dressed. Mm. And just the day before, we'd been like, we're trying to adopt. And just the day before, we had been rejected by like our sixth birth mom.
Oh.
And I was like at my wit's end. And just to feel like I was judged at church for
good
something
grief.
That I would put on my body.
Right.
And I didn't know if I wanted to go back. I was so upset. And this girl from my ward had me over to her house and we were talking and she said something about how, you know, I'm not an angry feminist or anything. And I said, you know what? I think I am an angry feminist. She goes, okay, good. You're going to have to read these websites. And so she gave me Feminist Mormon Housewives. Hmm. And the Young Mormon Feminist websites. And it was like, I seriously didn't get anything done for like a week.
Wow.
I just on my computer and looked at all these articles of just these things that I'd been feeling for so many years. And I didn't know where to, I didn't know where to put those feelings because those feelings weren't right, you know?
Right.
And just to see that so many other people felt the same way I did, I feel like it was an awakening. Mm. And I just haven't looked back. I decided a week into it that I needed to go to Utah to go to the stand in line reverently for the priesthood session.
Oh wow!
And it's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing.
Wow! So that it sounded like it was building up in your own way, and then it is nice when you can find other people have the same voice that you've been hearing in your heart over the years and that you're not alone. And it gives you a chance to feel like you can express your thoughts and it's okay.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you. And so I'm so thankful for this blogger knackle, whatever you want to call it, this blog universe of so many sisters that are willing to put their necks out there and stand up for what they believe in, for people like me who come in maybe late in the game.
Right.
And now I'm able to feel this sisterhood. It's been amazing.
Wow. How was that experience in standing in line at the priesthood session for a general conference?
I'm going to get emotional about this.
Okay.
It was amazing to stand up for something that I believed in. Because I don't know that I've done that in a while. Mm-hmm. And I went alone. I didn't know anybody. I knew that there was someone from Portland there, and I knew what her name was, and that was it. And so as I was walking to City Creek Park, I kind of saw this lady that kind of seemed like she was walking to the same park. And I had said, hey, you know, I'm here alone. I don't know anyone. And she goes, oh, hey, do you know so-and-so? And I was like, no way. This is the one person that was from Portland. I seriously just felt like she was there to kind of like be my little guardian angel through the whole process. And sitting there, standing there, excuse me, listening to the talks before we went over to the temple was amazing. Singing that song. I don't know if you were there.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so we sang Come, Come, Ye Saints. And it was just, I couldn't even speak. It was just the most amazing feeling. And the spirit was so strong. And it was just an experience that I will always hold very tender and very dear. Mm. And it's a very hard experience for me to talk about because I just feel like if you're not, I don't want to just tell it to anybody.
Right.
Because I want it to be respected as this really strong spiritual experience that I had. And walking over in the hail and the rain, it was a very dramatic, I guess a very dramatic moment. And then really it was just us reverently standing in line. And by the time I got to Kim Farah, I didn't necessarily know what to say because she's not the person that I really wanted to address. And so I just didn't say a whole lot. I kind of just gave her a hug. Mm-hmm. But I felt like I had done my part. I felt like I had stood in line and I felt like I had stood up for myself and for my sisters. And it was just a great experience.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. That was kind of on the spot. I know we hadn't talked about discussing that. But thank you.
Yeah.
So what kind of response have you had since you have posted your profile on Ordained Women?
I don't know that I've been contacted by anyone who's seen my profile on the site. On the day that I went, on the day April 5th, mm-hmm. I did change my profile picture to ordainedwomen.org. It just seemed odd to me to do this very public thing, but to keep it secret in my private life. Mm-hmm. And that did not go over well at all. I actually deleted my Facebook for about a month. And I still am not totally sure how I feel about it, but it's a way of connecting with people.
Right.
It was very hard to see the, you know, family members and friends be so incredibly disrespectful and rude and just uncompassionate. And it actually was a great example to me of how I need to be when someone differs from my views, actually. So it was also like a really good lesson, I think. It was a terrible experience because I did focus on the negative. Mm-hmm. But I probably had a lot more positive. Mm-hmm. Text messages, people calling me, and things like that. And I feel like I do need to acknowledge that even though there was all this negativity, there were so many people that wanted to say, hey, you're still welcome here. We still love you. I had my Relief Society presidency come over and bring flowers. And I have a bishop who I just met with on Monday. And it was a really, really wonderful, amazing experience. So,
oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yes, I'm happy for me too.
That's really good. Kara, what kind of vision do you have for Ordained Women now that you've join this, what is it that you see and why is it that you've added your voice? What is it that you want from Ordained Women within the LDS Church?
I'm a big believer in change happening from within. And I definitely respect women who feel that they can't necessarily go to church right now. I see where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. But I do think that if we're going to change the church, then we need to stay in it and we need to make our voices heard. I would love to see sister missionaries being able to baptize their converts, sister missionaries being able to interview the women converts. Yeah. I'd like to see a 14-year-old girl, a 16-year-old girl, an 18-year-old girl, when she feels she needs to go to a leader, be able to go to her mother or another woman instead of a middle-aged man. And I'm sure there are plenty of middle-aged men who would feel the same. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know if ordination will happen in my life, but I feel like there are a lot of organizational changes that could be made to accommodate these types of things. Obviously, I want to see ordination happen in my life and to see a woman bishop and a woman apostle, but I would also be very happy with incremental changes.
Kara, thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you so much, Cammie.